It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover the very latest in property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also Amazon. And we are up to a Thursday morning. Yeah, the 25th day for January. Goodness me. We are starting to wind out the month already. And coming up this morning, we have our podcast series, Buying Perth Property, because Perth last year had this whole attraction factor that we talked quite extensively about. And joining me this morning is Matthew Hughes. He's the founder and managing director of Capital Property Advisory. And good morning to you, Matthew. Welcome back to the Real Estate Breakfast for 2024.
Good morning, Craig. Happy New Year to you, even though we spoke very early in the new year, but it's our first one back since I've returned from my leave, so good to be back with you.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, as I say, you know, the month is running out, and how did that final little bit of your extended break go? Because last time we spoke, you were on holiday, and you really did need that break, arguably a very grueling year last year.
It was grueling from a business perspective, just because the landscape over here for buyers and in turn buyers agents is quite difficult. So we had a very good year, but also a very challenging year. So I was due for a good break mentally from business, and the body needed a break after the Ironman triathlon. The old body's recovering reasonably well and just about ready to pick a new challenge for this year.
Yeah, so there's nothing like a good old challenge. Now, I will give you this. It is very early in the year, but how is the Perth property market looking? And has the momentum from last year looked to continue?
Yeah, absolutely it has. As you know, I took a pretty decent break over Christmas, but my team worked through most of the holidays trying to pick up a few deals while all the other buyers agents were at home eating turkey. So we've used that strategy historically where over the Christmas period, you've still got, there's not a lot of new listings coming to market, but there's still stock on market that's sitting there. Agents are generally still around, some of them, and buyers tend to disappear. So it's a good opportunity to get in there and try and pick up a few good properties without much competition from other buyers. And that strategy paid off for us with us picking up a few good properties through that break. But since then, to answer your question, the listings have started to kick back into gear. Obviously, you have that seasonal downturn in terms of new listings. No one brings anything to market generally from about mid-December through to about mid-January. So we even though this is a bit of an anomaly, the current market that we're in, we still saw that seasonal downturn. But what we're seeing now is there's quite a few listings coming to market, not as many as we would like, but we've been a little bit spoilt over the last week or so with quite a few listings that have been held back over that Christmas period coming in. And in terms of demand, it's as high, if not higher than last year. And that's driving more investors both locally now and obviously the interstaters that we've been dealing with for the last two or three years.
All right. Well, that's all very, very positive news. We'll come back in just a moment. We will talk more about the Perth property market on your Thursday next.
Each week, we bring you in-depth real estate discussions, including inspiring stories from homeowners, knowledgeable real estate professionals and economists. Whether you're a buyer, seller, or just a real estate enthusiast, we are your ultimate property podcast.
Well, the big concern last year were the RBA rate hikes that we had to endure, yet despite that, the market went into recovery mode, much to the surprise of, well, everyone. Now, some economists have come out and are predicting at least two cash rate cuts in late 2024. That could be on the cards, creating hopefully a chance for renters aspiring to enter the property market to actually be able to achieve that. And the Domain Rent Report indicates rental prices have plateaued, which we told you about the other day, after nearly 3 years of consecutive quarterly increases. And forecasts of upcoming rate cuts combined with this news really does offer optimism for easier market entry. And if you are in your home, that step has been achieved. But for thousands, the uncertainty was lingering over the Christmas New Year break, people wondering what was likely to happen in 2024. So two cash rate cuts would be monumental for those first home buyers. Some of the experts say that even a minor cut could make a significant difference for hopeful home buyers, potentially saving thousands of dollars annually. But like all things in life, this is the talk. The reality might prove to be something else, but we hope not.
Ready to take your real estate knowledge to the next level? So are we.
And we are back on your Real Estate Thursday in Perth this morning with Matthew Hughes, the founder and managing director of Capital Property Advisory Group. They're talking about the positive side of starting 2024. And one of the big talking problems from the Perth property market last year, and you touched on it just before the break, is the supply and the demand. Not unique, of course, to only Perth, but where are the stock levels currently at in WA, and what are you observing on the ground at the moment?
Yeah, so as I mentioned a moment ago, we're a little bit spoiled in the sort of mid to late January period with a bit of an influx of listings that were held back over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And that's resulted in us buying 5 properties, I think, in the last 7 or 8 days. So we've seen some good listings come through and we've been pretty aggressive in pursuing them for our clients. But I expect that influx to be short-lived. And I think the typical slower flow of listings that we saw late last year will resume by early to mid-Feb. I'm just hopeful that stock levels bounce back to at least the pre-Christmas levels. We were sitting at about 4,800 listings on the market, remembering from our conversations last year that a balanced market is about 13,000 listings. So we were chronically undersupplied pre-Christmas, and then through Christmas, listings seasonally adjust down because no one brings property to market, and it dropped to about 3,600, I think, was the low point. We're sitting at about just under 4,000 now and only about 2,000 houses within that, which is predominantly what we buy. So we're even more chronically undersupplied, and we're just hopeful that the listing levels will get back at least to that pre-Christmas level.
All right, so that's a little bit about the supply, but let's sort of talk about the positive news, if there is any positive news when it comes to the supply side. Any light at the end of the tunnel for tenants and home buyers? They will be asking that question.
Yes, actually, for the first time, we can say that there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel from the supply perspective. So there's a bit of a lag on this data, but in the September quarter of last year, ABS reported that there was an increase of about 35% on the number of homes that were completed in WA in that quarter. So it jumped up from 3,300 the previous quarter to just over 4,500, which annualized is just under 20,000. So that's still well below where we need to be to climb out of this housing shortage that we're in, but at least it's now trending in the right direction. And on top of that, we've still got about another 19,000 homes under construction. I don't know this for sure, but I would imagine that a lot of those homes under construction and the recent completions are remnants of the state and federal government grants that we saw post-COVID. So they're probably not representative of what sort of numbers we can expect to see consistently moving forward. So whilst I expect the spike that we're seeing now, I think that will continue until the current homes are completed and absorbed by the market. I don't expect us to see, based on what we're seeing in the dwelling approval statistics, I don't expect us to keep that same level of momentum. But having said that, the dwelling approvals have kicked up a little bit as well. So we were tracking at about sort of 10 or 11,000 dwellings in terms of new approvals. We're sitting at about 14,000 annualized now based on the most recent data. So it is trending in the right direction, but we've still got a long way to go. So I would suggest that we're going to be in a low supply environment for some years to come.
Wow. Okay. And it's always, of course, of interest to our listeners with what is happening around the houses for sale in the Perth property market, which you are buying for your investor clients. But perhaps update us, Matthew, on the apartment supply chain. How is that looking?
There isn't one almost. So it's almost non-existent, unfortunately. So we're in the middle of a housing crisis here. And if you look back to the only data I could find was for the first half of last calendar year, 2023. And there was only 2 apartment projects that commenced construction in that period. That'll result, if they're finished and builders don't go broke, et cetera, that'll result in about 143 new apartments coming to market. So if you contrast that to our five-year average, where we were at a much softer market with far less demand, we were getting about 17 projects out of the ground each year, resulting in about 1,300 new apartments. So that is a result of the issues that we've seen in the construction industry. It's a result of the fact that there's still a disconnect between the cost to build a new apartment and what the market is prepared to pay for it. And until we see that change, we're not going to see a lot of developers actively pursuing getting large projects out of the ground. So as you know, we don't buy apartments for investment purposes and probably never will. But if you are the owner of an apartment in WA, which we deal with quite a few clients who have bought apartments historically, and you're waiting for some positive movement on values, I would suggest that you hang in there, because this undersupply will no doubt start putting some decent upward pressure on unit prices as well in the coming years.
Yeah, so, wow, there's quite a bit to take in with that. And at the start of every year, it's kind of nice to grab some predictions from our property commentators just to see how on point they are when we get to the end of the year, in this case, 2024. So here you go. What is your prediction? What are you expecting to see happen to property values and also rents this year in the Perth market?
Look, I'm kind of in lockstep with a lot of what I'm seeing in the media and the other economists and property pundits around the country. Most people are predicting double-digit growth here again. Most of the predictions I've seen are anywhere between sort of 8 and 12% growth on prices here. But I guess from a more detailed perspective, historically, over the last couple of years, we've seen our market price growth being driven predominantly by the sub-600K sector. So it's sort of the bottom third of the market that's been driving it, first home buyers and investors predominantly. But I think we're going to start to see the demand and supply gap further increase in the middle and upper price segments as well. So we're going to start to see more price growth that we haven't seen, particularly over the last couple of years, in the middle and upper price segments. I think we're going to see a little bit more aggressive price growth there. So it's going to balance out across the market, and we're going to see the luxury end of the market kick into gear, is my expectation, as we're watching the sales to listings ratios dry up in that space as well. On the rental side, I'd expect to see similar growth. I would suggest 7 to 10% growth at least on rents this year. There's no supply forthcoming, unfortunately, and demand continues to increase. We're getting way more international migration now than we ever have. So another year where it'll probably be great to be a landlord or a homeowner in WA, but unfortunately, it's going to be another pain-filled year for would-be buyers or tenants.
All right, so we will check in perhaps at the end of December this year and just see how all of that shook down. Matthew Hughes, great to catch up with you. I know that you've got another busy Thursday, and thanks for coming on to the Real Estate Podcast. Talk again soon.
Great to chat with you, Craig. Talk to you soon, mate.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And it's spanning over 93 hectares. Pretty unique what you guys are doing here.
Yeah, we're really excited about the Society 1056 project, which we're launching next month. We started work on it about 2 years ago with a very clear mandate from our development partners that this project was to be something special and really push the boundaries of what's possible for sustainability in a greenfields project.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, the Real Estate Podcast.